Hey guys, Mike Five from NewMusicSaturday.com here once again, just to quickly introduce part two of this week's show. Part two is pretty heavy, to be honest with you. there's a load of really cool tracks in there. We've got some heavy stuff, we've got some punky stuff. Loads of you know this already. We're just experimenting with some new tech and a couple of new mics and stuff, trying to up the quality of the kind of sound, the broadcast sound in between the tracks. It's difficult actually, because you get tracks mastered at different levels and stuff. It's not a professional radio setup. It's a DIY podcast broadcast live, which is tricky enough every week from two different countries and two different sides of the world. So there's always a few things, but I feel like we really got there in part one this week. And then in part two, you will notice that there's three songs maybe where we are actually talking in between them, but no one can hear us. And I can't edit that. I can't do anything about that in the time I have to upload this. So maybe just skip 15 seconds ahead or whatever if you hear a gap towards the end. But the music's outstanding. Obviously, the banter you can hear is top quality, as Dr. Burns and I do our best to entertain you and bring you some of the world's best independent bands with their brand new music. Discover your new favourite band on newmusicsaturday.com every week. And thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, leave us a review if you're on Apple Podcasts, tell your friends, and just share the love, man. It's not about us. It's about all the fantastic music. So share it around. Cheers, guys.
Looking for a great phone to take brilliant photos, like an incredible iPhone 7 with a 12-megapixel camera? Then look no further than Tesco Mobile's best ever Black Friday event. You'll find an iPhone 7 for just $14.49 a month, our lowest ever price. Be quick, this deal ends Sunday, 1st of December. Tesco Mobile, every little helps.
Best ever Black Friday, based on range of products and promotion. Was £19.75, now £14.49. Offer ends 1st of December. 36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage agreement, subject to status, phase, policy applies. See TescoMobile.com/terms.
I just looked out there and there's puddles of water all over the freaking stage.
Yeah, well, look, I don't lie to you boys. 6 days a week, the place is a hockey rink.
Yeah, well, this is a rock concert, not the bleeding splish splash show.
Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Right on. We are live for part two for New Music Saturday, part two, hashtag NMS. And man, we had a great time. Cutthroat Francis was a great time, like always, and such a good time to talk to them as well for their new EP, This Garden's Never Gonna Grow. And man, I can't wait to talk to them again. What a great time, eh?
Oh, they're just so much fun. They're really, really, really nice guys to talk to. I always have a real good laugh. Like, I don't know. I feel like we've known them for years, and I haven't. It's just that they're just cool people. But yeah, it's wicked. I learned a lot about. Actually, I was going to say I learned a lot about Hot Sauce. I didn't learn much about Hot Sauce. I just learned that they made some and poured it in their eyes. But yeah, it was very cool. And then, man, we had some amazing tracks in that last part as well. Just there is so much sensationally good music out there. It's ridiculous. So yeah, happy days. And the new microphone and kit and stuff seems to be working. For anyone that doesn't know, we've sort of been experimenting for, well, a little while now. I've tried a couple of things and you tried a couple of things. So got a new setup, which hopefully works as well. So yeah, it's all happy days, man. And then we've got part two coming up, and an awkward bit at the beginning where I forget loads of stuff I've been told which you'll introduce properly. And yeah, it's all good. So I'm excited. I'm having a good night. Are you having a good night?
Oh, man, I've been loving this night. So starting off with part two is a brand new Cyanide Sunday song. It's the first one off their upcoming album / EP called Do or Die. Dig this. Right on, Cyanide Sunday with Do or Die, and what a great tune that was to kick it off part two, man. Brand new Cyanide Sunday, rock and roll, and man, they always know how to tear it up. What a great tune.
Yeah, that is proper kick-ass rock and roll, isn't it? I mean, those guys are just a great, great rock band, kind of punky, kind of new wave of classic rock, a little bit grungy, some of their stuff as well, and that is just in your face. Power rock, mate. I love it. Proper good. What a great start to part two already.
Right on, man. Well, next up is a band from Ottawa, Ontario. So about what, Em? About 7 hours from us. So they have a song called Through Pain We Dine. A song called by the band called High Front. Dig this. Right on. That was High Front from Ottawa, Ontario, local Canadian band. Shout out and represent. There we go. We need some more Canadian and American bands because we have a lot of UK and we love it, but we need some more North American bands as well. But man, what a cool, heavy band that was. That was High Front with Through Pain We Dine. And man, just heavy as fuck and just great tune, like very solid, very heavy tunage. Love the vocals and it just power, power, power.
Heavy as fuck sums that one up, doesn't it? I mean, yeah. Oh, man.
Man, yeah. Yeah.
That's just seriously great. Like, in your face. Loads of anger and tension in the vocals. The guitar solo was fucking cool. Yeah, just absolutely brilliant, man. Absolutely brilliant. What a heavy fucking kick-ass part two we have. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Oh, it just keeps on getting better, Ben. Let me tell you. Because next...
I love it when you say that.
Next up we have brand new Crosswires off their brand new LP, A Life Extinct. It's their debut album. And the song's called A Slow Death. Crosswires, dig this. Right on. Barely got a chance to tweet that song, but that was Crosswires with A Slow Death from their new, brand new debut LP, Life Extinct. So I'll tweet that right now. But that was a great tune. Very heavy and just kind of slow and just kind of completely just dropped off out of nowhere.
Yeah, man. It's a brilliant tune. My vinyl arrived, I want to say, maybe Wednesday this week or something, and I forgot. Part of the reason I ordered it is because I love the music, and part of the reason I ordered it is because it's silver. So I took it out. I was like, oh, yeah. It's literally... I can't get, like... Well, you've been to my house, so you know, yeah. But no one else has. But the lighting is kind of crap all over the house, so I can't find anywhere I can actually get a picture to really show you. I'm going to have to bring it somewhere with... I don't know. We're all hippies in this house, so it's all kind of low lighting.
Same here.
Yeah, exactly, man. But yeah, I'll try and get a good picture of it because it's cool. But yeah, it's well worth getting a copy of that because it sounds absolutely fantastic. I think it's relatively limited edition, maybe like 200-300 or something like that, yep. Of them. And yeah, it's just a gorgeous silver record, which I love. I want to know where these bands are getting these vinyls and stuff printed at, you know, reasonable prices, because I can't find anywhere. So if anyone knows that, although I tell you what, I did see recently, I think there's a Kickstarter for someone's invented a way, or it's not, they've invented it because it's been around for like 100 years, right. But they've kind of designed some sort of thing where, you know, like with CDRs, you used to just be able to burn your own CDs. Someone's invented that for vinyl, so that would be pretty cool. for independent bands. I definitely want to grab one of those. You know, that will flood the market with vinyl, which would be really awesome. But yeah, Crosswires are absolutely fantastic. That's quite a kind of trippy, cool track, which I really like. Yeah. I just want to share, actually, before we move to the next track, I'm just going to share the results of a poll I put out on Twitter earlier.
Right.
So let me just make sure I get this right. So I basically had two options that you could select from. I've tweeted loads of stuff. Now maybe I'll have to do this after the next song because I've got to find it. Oh no, here it is. Okay. So I just put, I'd love to know what you think. And I've got two options. Option one was yes, and option two was yes. Uh-huh. And 80% of people voted for option one, yes, and 20% of people voted for option two, yes. So I just thought I'd share that.
Well, 1 second.
I've stunned you into silence with my complete bullshit randomness.
No, because I was trying to get a quick back to you boy talking. So
you thought I'd talk a lot longer because I always do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Anyway, so the yeses have it. Just all right. So one night.
Well, all right? Just before we get to our next song here, we're gonna have "Don't Stomp Mike."
Oh, brilliant! Are any of the answers yes?
So no, not quite. We have four questions. So three of the four are related to M, and she'll give you the right answer once you get it wrong.
Awesome.
So
I like the way you presumed I'm going to get them all wrong. Then.
Well, kind of, sort of. But let me hear. Let me see if we can find our PIR drop. Our price is right. PIR.
Oh, the tension.
I know, eh? Well, apparently the search engine doesn't work too well, so we'll use the regular search here. Element of T. Let's see. Huh. Let me try this. The price. Well, that's no fun.
I'm so disappointed. I mean,
yeah. No. Well, it should be here. Anyways, that's fine. No problem. So we can still have fun with this. So, Mike, we have four questions for you. Okay.
Four. Okay, that's a good number.
All right. So the first one, M, come around here, please, because when the agent answers the question, so she'll have the headphones on in a second here.
I vaguely remember you warning me about this, and I said I'll probably forget, and I have forgotten.
Just talking to Mike, and she'll be all right. So. All right, so the first one is M goes into the kitchen and Wyatt meows at her, and she replies, A, either, no time for you, cat, B, not now, Wyatt, C, I can go into the kitchen for my own personal affairs, and D, not unless you say please first.
Ooh. Oh, that's tricky, because I was thinking B, and then C kind of sounded like something that M might say, but it also sounded like a bit of a curveball, and then you threw D in there. I'm going to go with D.
No. M, what's the right answer?
I can go into the kitchen for my own personal affairs.
God damn it. I thought it was too good to be true, that one.
I know. I wish the da-da-da-da.
I'm glad you don't. It's so
Yeah, yeah, right, eh? Okay, man. Well, question two. Question two is, while we were watching the original It movie, she said if the character Mike was going to be okay because she, A, either thought is very important, or sorry, she is very impatient, B, hate suspense, C, was making up her own story, and D, didn't want to have to worry about Mike.
I think it's D.
Oh, hey, yay!
Yes!
You got it wrong.
Fantastic.
Got it right, sorry, got it wrong.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Uh-oh. Wait a tick.
Yeah, thanks a lot, dick.
All right. So, question three, or I should say, statement three. I told Kim it was okay if she fell asleep early, to which she replied, A, but I can still eat though, right? Question mark. B, You're not the boss of me. See? Nice. Thanks for the feedback, Captain Obvious. And D, it depends. What are we doing? Anything?
There's such great options. I'm pretty sure the answer is A. As much as I want it to be C, I think it's A.
Hey, Micah, two other right.
Yes. Get in.
As Kim, she nods and smiles at me. Like. So we have one more. So the last one is, when I was having a piece of pizza, I said to the pizza, A, pepperoni. B, hello, hot sauce. C, this could use some jalapenos. And four, I see pizza, but I don't see beer.
Okay. I think if I heard that correctly, my choices are A, B, C, or 4, which is interesting. Okay. So, just because of the interview earlier with the hot sauce and stuff, I don't think it's right, but I'm just going to go for, was it B that was the hot sauce one? I'm just going to go with that.
Oh, man. Three out of four. Congratulations,
no
Mike.
Way.
Yes.
Oh, buzzing.
I indeed said, hello, hot sauce.
Well, that's amazing, because I normally fail miserably at this random quiz.
Three out of four. Well done, buddy, man. Well done.
Oh, thanks. You got that round of applause thing.
Oh, actually, yes. One second here. Here we go.
Probably have to ask for round of applause.
There you go.
I kind of meant the one on Spreaker where there sounds like there's loads of people clapping, but thank you very much for the very personal round of applause. I like that.
Did you not hear that one?
Oh, no, I just heard you clapping. Oh, I just made myself look like a right dick. Didn't come through the headphones.
All right, because I did hit the effects, but apparently didn't come through properly, so that's all right.
It's probably on the recording, and I just can't hear it. Right, awesome. Well, thank you. I'd like to thank my friends, my wife, for putting up with me through this difficult period of Don't Stop Mike. my co-host, Dr. Baines, for the...
And I like to thank my wife for stumping you and making you look like an ass.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Kim for the excellent content and, all the time she's made me look like a dick.
She heard that, but he said, thank you, Kim, for always making me look good and sometimes making me look like a dick.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah, I've been riding that big crew for a long time now.
So let's get back to the music and have some more fun here. So part two, next up, we have a brand new song by Wild Horse called 9:10, like the time. Dig this. Say you in my mind, that you take all of my time, that you drink all of my wine, that you take all of my mind, taking all of my time, taking all of my mind, drinking all of my wine, taking all of my mind. Sometimes I get an aching head, wake up. Side of the bed.
my mind. I get bruises on my legs. Gonna wake in someone else's bed. Swear it's time to 10 past 9.
I'm a little bit worse for wear. This year it got the best of me, and I just don't know how much more I can bear. I'm worse for wear.
Do it.
Yeah.
it's like a 20 second delay, so maybe it'll come.
What about now?
Yes? Just wait a minute and see if it comes through. Nothing yet.
Well, it's showing my bars are lighting right up, so.
It might come through in a sec because there is a delay.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, we're on.
Okay, we're good? Okay, so either way, a great song. That was Grasscutter and Shroud. Great heavy tune. Something completely different from what Grasscutter has done before in the past, but great tune nonetheless. Love it.
Yeah, top quality. I love Grass. I was about to say Grasshopper.
Yeah.
I love Grasscutter. Hopefully people can hear us now. I definitely just heard us, which is cool, through the speaker. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, brilliant tune from Grasscutter. Really, really full-on sound. Just an awesome band, as we know anyway. So, happy days. Let's crack on and hope this continues to work.
All right. Well, we have about at least 8 more songs to get to, relatively. So, let's get to... We did hear Down at a Worse for Wear. So, next up would be Reason to Fine with Inferno Author, brand new album. So let's get that queued up here, and then we'll get to that song in just a moment here. But a great band, love these females, and such power behind the vocals and rocking out nonetheless. So here we go with Inferno and Reason to Fine. Dig this.
Anxiety.
Right on. Reason to Find with Inferno. Definitely one of my favorite tunes and so powerful. Like, love the vocals. And they are just kicking some ass, for lack of better words.
Yeah, man. They're such an amazing band. I don't know. I love everything about these guys. I think the guitars are really heavy and amazing. I think the drums are just so powerful. Like, whoever's smashing those drums, they must get through a lot of drum skins, I would suggest. Vocals are outstanding. The way the whole rhythm section works together with the rhythm guitar and the bass and the drums is brilliant. It's just really solid. The whole album is really, really, really good. I love it. And they're a great band. And hopefully everyone can hear us and we're actually back properly, which is nice after further gremlins in the system. And it means they missed out on some great quality banter and reviews again. But that's okay. It just means we'll have to play the tracks again next week, which is fine. We'll just keep doing that.
All right.
I mean, we loved them all, so fuck it. Let's just keep playing them.
So take that, jerks.
Right, where are we?
Next? So next up is Derange with their brand new single, Human. Dig this. Cross the pole on the return, you'll find the poison that you yearn. Our last chapter. Fear across the line.
Right on, man. That was Deranged with Human off their brand new album. What a great tune that was. Very powerful, very strong, like this rocking melody, man. You can't go wrong.
Sorry, I'm just recovering from something else. I'm absolutely brilliant track. Just so heavy, in your face. This run of tracks, it's a shame that people can hear all the stuff we're saying in between, because we've just been singing the praises of, well, we do anyway, but all of the last four or five bands. It's just a really, really, really good kind of back-to-back, oh wow, that's a tune, that's a tune, that's a tune, and that is just, talk about heavy, it just gets heavier and heavier, don't it? But that is absolutely stunning, that track. I really, really, really enjoy these guys. I think they're fantastic, and yeah, it's a brilliant tune.
Right on, man. Well, next up is a band called Austerity, who we saw back in the beginning of September, opening up for the Idle Bones, and this one's called One Man Terror Dance. Dig this. Right on, Austerity, One Man Terror Dance. And now that was just pure punk. And that was, man, like, that was like Sex Pistols, like Nevermind the Bollocks. That was a great, awesome tune. Loved it. Loved it for the first time when we heard it last week, but great tune once again. So that was Austerity with One Man Terror Dance.
Yeah, man, it's such a good band. I literally don't think don't think I'd ever heard them before. Saw them at that show. Just blew me away. I mean, it was such a fun night. And it was, obviously, it was my birthday, so we were, you know, wrecked. But it was just fantastic. And they're just so much fun, like, because it's pretty heavy and, you know, pretty shouty and pretty political and all the rest of it, which, you know, I'm a big fan of anyway. But it's also got those really cool ska bits, and I'm like, yep, digging that. Just, you know, let's have more on that. But yeah, it's so, so good. I absolutely love these guys. I think, you know, I'm a massive punk fan, as everyone knows, but that's one of those things where it just brings in a bit of all of the best bits I love about punk into like one song. Well, actually, it's across all of their songs, and it's just brilliant. Love them, man.
Right on. Well, next up, well, actually, the next two bands have already played a show tonight at the Pipeline in Brighton.
Ah, that's where we were.
So, exactly. So, the first one up is a band called Failed Psychics. Actually, hold on 1 second here. No, we're going to get to Drummer Love first with a song called Lady Macbeth. Dig this. Right on, that was Drama Love with Lady Macbeth, and they play a show with Phil Tychicks tonight at the Pipeline in Brighton, which Mike and I saw Austerity and Idle Bones play live on the 13th of September, so it was a great show. But great tune, love the band, man, and very cool.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a brilliant chat. I bet that would have been a really good gig tonight as well. Obviously, if you're listening to this in the future, you've missed it. Well, if you listen to it now, you've missed it. So it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm sure it was a great gig. I'm sure it was a great time. It's a really cool, you know, obviously, we've had the, I mean, I've got the privilege of living down the road from there, but you've had the pleasure of going there as well.
Right.
But for anyone that hasn't, it's just this tiny little DIY punk venue, basically, on sort of a back street in Brighton. I didn't even know it existed till I saw the Idle Bones gig come up a couple of months ago. I think it's, I don't know how new it is or whatever, but yeah, it's just brilliant.
It's right on.
Proper DIY.
Well, we have one more song for the night, and then we're done. So the last and final song of the night is a band called 3 Hour Parking Limit, and the song's called Bubblegum. Dig this. Mic's off. Right on, 3 Hour Parking Limit and Bubblegum. What a great tune that was. I love the very blues jazz riffs, and just the focus on that as well. A great tune, loved it. And the vocals were fucking killer.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a really cool track, and it's got kind of a, like you say, a kind of jazzy vibe, a kind of 60s vibe, I guess, in there. It's quite a driving tune as well. It's groovy. That's the word I would use for that. It's a groovy tune, man. Yeah, I dig it. I think it's really cool. I think this whole show has been really cool. I think, like, the interview was amazing. They're just really fun people. All the tracks in part one were really good. All the tracks in part two were really good. And we turned up the heavy a little bit there at the beginning and then went punky. And it's just, I can't believe how quickly the week's gone, but it's good.
Anyway.
It means we've had, you know, that fast week means we've got another 3 hours of awesome music we just played. So, happy days.
Right on. Well, that's going to do it for part one and part two of NMS this week with our interview with Cutthroat Francis. And we'll be back for next week for our potentially last show of the season with Cutthroat, without Andrew. So be sure to tune in for that at 5 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. GMT. Until then, guys, thank you so much for listening and put up with us for another night and some slightly technical difficult issues, but even then, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. This has been Dr. Bones saying Bones out. Thank you so much. And Mike 5?
Cheers.
Memory banks of the supercomputer.
Woo! Shrink eating that! Krieger out!
In celebration of the release of Disney's Frozen 2, we invite you to live your family winter adventure with Marriott Bonvoy. When you book a stay and eat at one of our hotels, up to two kids under 12 stay and eat for free. Magical destinations across Europe are waiting for you. So get ready for your unforgettable holiday with Marriott Bonvoy. Disney's Frozen 2 in cinemas now. Offer ends 27th December 2019. Terms and conditions apply. See marriott.co.uk for more details.
Looking for a great phone to take brilliant photos? Like an incredible iPhone 7 with a 12-megapixel camera? Then look no further than Tesco Mobile's best ever Black Friday event. You'll find an iPhone 7 for just $14.49 a month, our lowest ever price. Be quick, this deal ends Sunday, 1st of December. Tesco Mobile, every little helps.
Best ever Black Friday based on range of products in promotion. Was £19.75, now £14.49. Offer ends 1st of December. 36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage agreement, subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.